Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is probably true. Please be aware that the following contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them. I was hanging out with a friend of mine recently. Bit of a flex, I know. I've got a friend. Well, I say friend. I suppose I mean parole worker. But we were hanging out. Well, I say hanging out. We were on our way to my parole hearing. But we were both having a lovely time. To be honest, we were off our tits on something I found at a bus stop. But, you know, we were enjoying it. Well, I say we. I can't remember if he actually had any or if it was just me. Anyway, we got chatting about things that we find sexy. And not so much like body types or physical attributes or even any kinks or fetishy stuff. I would put those as being like things that are attractive. Whereas sexy is a little bit different in my book, anyway. Sexy, for me, is all about the context. It's the story that we tell ourselves about what's going on. There's that lovely tension where the story in your head meets reality, and it's where the imminence of revelation is hotter than the revelation itself. Yeah, all right, getting someone's clothes off and seeing them naked for the first time might be fantastic, but the hours or days or weeks or however long it is before that, when you haven't seen them naked yet and you're like, yum, that to me is sexy. Flirting is a big part of it, I think, because flirting is where you stop having the story to yourself and you start sharing it with someone else. And between you, you make a story that is unique to the two of you. All that stuff, making it tingle. I find it very, very sexy. Even talking about it, I'm getting a little bit flustered. And it's often the implied things, the imagined things, rather than the things that are kind of stated outright. It's the delayed gratification. It's like wearing something sexy under your normal everyday clothes that only you know about for now, until later when you're going to rip off all your clothes and show it to your intended. Or going through your grooming ritual, if you have such a thing, before you go out on a hot date because you know you might get some tonight, so you want to make sure that everything's looking tidy and trimmed. Personally, I keep everything fairly tidy and trimmed constantly, but that's just because I'm a massive hoe and you never know when something might pop up. I don't want anyone rummaging in the hedgerow, so to speak. I like everything to be ready for guests. I remember when I was at university, there was a girl that I was good mates with who would only do personal grooming things when she knew she was going to get some. Which makes sense, it's a lot of effort to keep up, and why bother if no one's going to see it? Or, as she once very memorably put it,
"There's no point peeling a potato unless you know it's going to get mashed."
Poetry. Anyway, sexy stuff. Yeah, my mate who I was talking to about this said one of the things that they find really sexy is condoms. Well, using them rather than the love gloves themselves. Which was an interesting turn, not something I'd really thought about, but I can see where they're coming from. In the midst of all your pouring at each other and ripping each other's clothes off and kissing and making out and pressing flesh against flesh and getting really quite down and rambunctious, in the middle of all that, you have to kind of stop and draw back and take a moment to yourselves while one of you leans over and grabs something off the bedside table or out of your jeans pocket or from the machine next to you in the pub toilets or whatever. And in that moment, you're brought back to the room, to your senses. And whether you're the one fiddling with the wrapper trying to get it unwrapped when you've got lube all over your hands, or whether you're the other one who's just kind of, I don't know, check your emails, read out some names on the live stream, whatever you do, mid-sex, all the normal things. Because it's something that you both know is coming, but it's not quite here yet. That little bit of extra sizzle, that little bit of delayed gratification, the heightened anticipation. And thinking about it, it gives you both a chance to kind of check in with yourselves and, I suppose, with each other and make sure this is something you actually want to do and you're not just getting like caught up in the moment and you actually are down to have sex with this person. Because there's nothing worse than realizing, when you've got your ankles in your hands, that this isn't really something you want to do. I've found myself in that situation before and I'm not good at confrontation, so I'm just like, yeah, all right, just get it over with. Whereas really, what I should be doing is kind of going, yeah, no, I'm not into this. Let's stop this right now. God, I hope that's just me. Use your words, people, please. Anyway, rubbers. As a teenager, I remember there was something kind of sexy about spaff catchers themselves. Just like, you know, being 14 and having one in your wallet made you like extra cool. It's like, yeah, I bone, no big deal. Got to keep this with me all the time just in case, you know, I get into a sex emergency. It's that little flex of like, oh yeah, you see that little ring in my wallet? Uh-huh, I'm down. God, actually, thinking about it, being 14 and overflowing with hormones, didn't take much. Anything even slightly sex-related would have had me, like, running off to the toilets to wank myself cross-eyed. Even just seeing an empty nodder wrapper on the grass in the park would have been enough to have me going like, someone had sex here. And then I'd have to leg it home so I could grit my teeth and rub out a quick one thinking about what that must have been like. I can't imagine what would have happened if I'd come across an actual fairy hammock full of sparkle in the park. I'd probably have exploded out of the sheer sexual excitement of the whole thing. Oh, fuck, I was weird when I was a teenager. And jizz bags were always handy evidence of cheating as well. Like, I remember there were lots of those kind of teen girl magazines around when I was growing up. All of them would have sections on how to tell if your man is cheating on you. And the advice would be like, go through his bathroom bin, see if you can find evidence of his infidelity. But they never added the next sentence, which should really have been, try not to think about or look at too closely anything that you might be touching while you're doing it. And then afterwards, wash your hands. A lot. However much you think you need to wash your hands, it's more than that. Another bit of that kind of sexual Sherlock advice that stuck with me from those teen magazines was, when you're in bed together, ask him for a glass of water. Then, when he's out of the room, go through his bedside drawer to see how many condoms he's got left. Compare that to the number that are there next time you come round to see if he's really being faithful. And I think if you're at the point where you're rummaging through his rubbish or taking stock of his sex inventory, it's probably time to just break up anyway. There's some very serious trust issues there. Besides, just because there's less condoms doesn't mean he's cheating on you. It might do, but he also might have just had a posh wank or stuck one over his head and blown it up with his nose. Don't pretend you never did that. And in queer communities, since PrEP became a thing, I've definitely noticed that fewer and fewer people are using Johnnies. Which is a good thing. No more having to worry if it broke or split, or no more reaching for the box only to find out at the worst possible moment that it's empty and your plans for a delicious evening of athletic bouncing are all foiled and you're just going to have a wank and a cuddle. Just pop your pill and off you go. Except, it's not like that for everyone. Long-time listeners to the podcast might remember that a long time ago, when I first started talking about PrEP, I said I was going to use PrEP alongside condoms rather than instead of. That turned out to be bollocks. I meant it when I said it, but over time, the convenience of just popping a pill every day and not having to worry anymore soon meant that I wasn't bothering with condoms much at all. Which, I'm a grown-up. I can make decisions like that, and I'm all right with it. And all of my co-conspirators were in exactly the same boat. Everyone was consenting and happy to carry on without. So all good. Except not, actually. Because it turns out I'm allergic to PrEP. Not in an obvious and straightforward way, like hives or exploding into a snot monster or anything like that. But in a really weird way that I didn't see coming and almost killed me. Because according to the specialist I ended up seeing, there's a very small number of people who, when they take PrEP, find that it disrupts their sleep. And one night of bad sleep is fine, you know, we all have a shitty night's sleep sometimes. But because you're supposed to take these pills every day for them to be properly effective, it soon starts to add up. And one night after another, after another, after another, soon becomes more or less untenable. I got to the point where I hadn't had a good night's sleep in over a year. And I couldn't figure out why. I assumed it had something to do with work stress or depression or something, but it didn't matter how many sick days I took or what exciting new antidepressants the doctors put me on, none of it was helping me sleep. And it turned out I was galloping headlong towards a full psychotic break. I was convinced there were people in my flat. I could hear voices whenever I started to fall asleep. At one point, I was convinced there was someone stood behind me all the time, right behind me, watching everything I was doing. It got weird. And then the world ended. COVID happened and lockdown meant that no one was having any sex. So I thought, I'll save the pills for afterwards. Don't need to take them right now. And then I slept for 3 days. I got up to pee and to eat something and then went straight back to sleep again. And that's how I realized that it was prep that was screwing me, which is ironic, I think. And once COVID went away forever and we were allowed out into the exciting space world of, what, 2021? I went and saw a specialist and he was like, yeah, that's a thing. We don't mention it much because it's such a small group of people, but it's definitely a side effect that we've noticed. And I was like, oh, good, I'm special. And it did used to make me feel a little awkward, like when your housemate finds your fleshlight in the dishwasher. Once, as I grabbed a dangle wrapper from the bedside table, the twink that I was about to use it with said, oh, how retro, which, I'm not going to lie, killed my boner a bit. But then he did the thing with his tongue and we were all right to go again, so no harm done, I suppose. Is that making me feel very, very old? And I'm sure there are plenty of people who would say that they're glad that they don't have to think about that as a thing anymore. You know, it's a problem that has been more or less solved for us here in the first world anyway. And they much prefer the immediateness of going in bare because it's less faff and no one has to break that sexy flow of just kind of going with it. And so it can be a much smoother experience, I suppose, depending on how much lube you use, I imagine, because they can get all heavy breathing and moaning in ecstasy and then just slap it in there and kick it into the spin cycle, as it were. But it was nice to hear someone say that using cock balloons was quite sexy. Besides, there's a lot less cleanup to do afterwards. I mean, that's their entire purpose, is to catch things. So all you have to do is tie a little knot in it and chuck it in the bin. Don't try and flush it. It will not go down. Wrap it up in tissue, pop it in the bin. Save yourself the panic of wrecking someone's plumbing after you've wrecked someone's plumbing. But yeah, they're designed to catch most of the messy stuff, so you don't have to worry about it running down your leg when you're on the bus on the way home, for example. And, of course, other messier accidents happen sometimes too. And besides, there's an ease and convenience that comes from just, when you're done, removing the wrapper to find a perfectly clean, presentable love length underneath. And it's amazing to think how much things have changed in the few years since prep became a thing. Like, what, 10 years? 15 tops? It's great and it's awesome. I think it's also important to spare a thought for parts of the world where it's not really a thing. And for those of us who can't, but more for those who don't get a choice in things. And I'm not saying that we should pause and have a moment of mindfulness over every cock before we get down. Actually, yes, I am saying that. Essentially, what I'm saying is we should have a moment where we say grace over a penis before we get started. In a kind of, for what I am about to receive, I will be truly thankful. Especially if it lasts more than 2 songs this time. That was Probably True, the LGBTQ plus storytelling project created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you liked it, then join the Patreon, or just tell all your friends. If you didn't like it, tell me. Come at me, bro.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.